from the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom. Yes, I made it into the newsroom. This is The Gateway. It's January 27th. I'm Abby Larico. We have a little virtual learning for you on this snowy Tuesday. We hear politicians use the word affordability a lot these days, but what does it actually mean?
So when we think about affordability, that's kind of like the relationship between how much things cost and how much money I have.
Okay, so now how does it apply to groceries? We'll talk about it coming up after this news on The Gateway. 24-hour shelters in St. Louis were at 90% capacity yesterday, and city leaders say the facilities are still open as cold temperatures linger. St. Louis Public Radio's Lucretia Wembley reports on another resource available until further notice.
The city has a few mobile warming buses that are primarily used to take people to shelters, but city leaders say people can also use them for warmth if they're not seeking transportation. The buses were recently revamped after a two-year hiatus. St. Louis Mayor Kara Spencer says it's better to seek shelter inside.
Those warming buses have been out throughout the time when we've had all those code blue activations. They're just not stationary. We're really encouraging folks to take the safest option, which is sheltering inside a building, and we've got shelter space available.
City leaders advise people who need further assistance to contact the United Way helpline by dialing 211. I'm Lucretia Wembley, St. Louis Public Radio.
St. Louis officials are making headway in clearing streets after this weekend's snowstorm. But as St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports, the freezing temps are presenting challenges, especially in the city.
St. Louis County officials say their roads are in decent condition. And they also say the fact the weekend didn't have a lot of freezing rain helped with clearing the roads. But St. Louis's Chief Operating Officer Ben Johnson says while the city has plowed snow routes and some side streets, the cold temperatures are making streets slick.
Even just using the salt, we are creating some slush out there, and we need our vehicles to be able to get to that slush, push it out of the way so we don't end up with the refreezing and have some sort of an ice lasagna out there where you get a melt, a refreeze, a melt, and a refreeze.
St. Louis is plowing some residential streets, which is a major change from past snowstorms. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.
Illinois Department of Transportation officials say Illinois roads are currently passable and will continue to improve through the end of the day. Joe Monroe with IDOT's Metro East District says pavement temperatures have reached 20 degrees, which means salt and calcium chloride treatments can melt snow and ice more quickly. Monroe says crews started treating interstates and other state-maintained roads early yesterday morning. He says crews have been working up to 16 hours a shift all weekend to clear main thoroughfares.
I mean, we're in our 55th hour of this event, so anyone that's out traveling, we're going to have plows out until we are back to normal.
The National Weather Service predicts mostly sunny skies today and tomorrow with highs around 30 degrees, which should help melt snow and ice even further. Along with schools, libraries, attractions, heavy snowfall and bitter temperatures have forced many small businesses in the area to close their doors temporarily. Duke Bakery in Alton and Granite City shut down business early on Saturday and have been closed ever since. Owner Ben Hollis says closing his bakery was not a decision he took lightly, even after nearly 27 years at the helm.
You just got to kind of deal with it and realize that what you're doing is in the best interest of, you know, your customers and your employees, and you just kind of suck it up and you hope that when you reopen that your good loyal customers will rush right back and hope you make up for that loss.
Duke Bakery reopens today. Be sure to check with your favorite local shops and restaurants to see how they're navigating the cold weather and how you can support them. Alton Steel announced it will close its doors this week. The Metro East Mill has been in business for 25 years. Its leaders now say it faces insurmountable challenges like aging infrastructure, intense competition, and industry consolidation. The decision means 253 employees will be out of work by the end of the week. CEO Chris Irvin says it was a painful decision, but the privately held firm couldn't compete with publicly traded companies. About 200 Alton Steel employees are represented by the United Steelworkers Union, which could not be immediately reached for comment. Both sides made closing arguments yesterday in a court case that could decide the fate of abortion rights in Missouri. Noah Taborda reports.
Arguments from both Planned Parenthood and state attorneys centered on what laws are common sense for women. On one side, the state's case highlighted instances where rare complications might necessitate extra protection for pregnant people. On the other hand, abortion providers, like Planned Parenthood Great Rivers Medical Director Margaret Baum, said these laws don't protect, but rather inhibit women.
For folks who have to travel long distances, folks of color, folks in rural areas, we know that these laws are discriminatory.
Jackson County Circuit Court Judge Jerry Jung will have ample testimony to rely on in a decision expected to take months. I'm Noah Taborda.
A St. Louis nonprofit that helps kids learn to ride and maintain bikes is getting a new permanent home. St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Littman has more on BeWorks' move to the Shaw neighborhood.
The move to a former church building at Grand and Flora marks a homecoming for BeWorks, which has its roots in Shaw. The organization will officially purchase the building on Friday and expects to move in fully by next spring. Executive Director Patrick Vandertine says BeWorks has been setting aside money for the move for 15 years.
We've been bouncing around for 38 years from space to space to space to space. And every time we move, it is extremely disruptive.
Vandertine says the additional space will allow BeWorks to continue its double-digit growth and add more programs. I'm Rachel Littman, St. Louis Public Radio.
The word affordability has been in the news a lot over the last few years, especially when it comes to the prices we pay at the grocery store. Holly Edgel of the Midwest Newsroom recently spoke to consumers and experts about affordability 1 year into President Donald Trump's second term. She talked with STLPR's Brian Moline about what she learned.
Holly, we're just over a year into President Trump's second term. You know, he campaigned heavily on affordability, saying he would bring prices on groceries and other items down on day one. Has that happened?
In a word, no. What has happened is that the trajectory of prices, which started in COVID, has just continued to tack upward. And he did say that on day one, a vote for him would mean a reduction in prices. And that's kind of a big promise, and I think that we found that economic forces are conspiring against that. And in fact, grocery prices continue to grow locally and around the country.
So we're looking specifically here at grocery prices in St. Louis. How do they compare to the rest of the country?
For a variety of economic factors, St. Louis grocery prices tend to be a little bit lower than, say, if you're looking at Chicago or you're looking at Atlanta. But for us in St. Louis, that's cold comfort because prices are still higher than they were 5 years ago. So you might say, well, here in St. Louis, eggs are a little bit cheaper now compared especially to another city. But for us, we're still looking at higher prices than we were paying just about 5 years ago.
You know, we've been talking in this conversation about inflation and affordability, and those two terms are certainly related, but they're not exactly the same thing. How should we think about the difference?
Sure. Well, I asked that question to Charles Gascon. He's an economist at the St. Louis Fed, and he explained it pretty well.
So when we think about affordability, that's kind of like the relationship between how much things cost and how much money I have. So do I have enough money to buy the things that I need or that I want to buy? And when we think about inflation, it's how are prices changing over time, typically measured over a 12-month period.
And Holly, you know, we've been talking about some pretty sketchy news on prices and inflation here. Is there some good news that we can share on prices?
Sure. So one thing that's happened is eggs are cheaper. Eggs became a big talking point during the presidential campaign as a kind of symbol for higher prices at the grocery checkout line. But now we're seeing those come down. Those high prices were largely due to bird flu outbreaks over several years around the country. So that's under control. Eggs are coming down. The other thing is that the overall inflation rate in the nation is cooling. Another economist told me we're still in positive inflation territory, so we still are going to see that sort of pinch in our pocketbooks. However, the rate of inflation is slowing, so that's also good news.
Holly Edgel is the managing editor of the Midwest Newsroom. You can read much more about her coverage on prices, especially grocery prices in the St. Louis area and across the country. You can find that at stlpr.org. Holly, thank you so much.
Thank you, Brian.
Holly was speaking there with STLPR's Brian Moline. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Abby Larico, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, thanks for listening to The Gateway.